Hello, 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 and welcome to the Jolly Heretic. Now, much is being made in the media of a report commissioned by the BBC, which has recommended that basically it stop anachronistically representing non-white people in historical dramas and so on, because it's clunking and unrealistic and annoys people. But actually, this report is calling for even more diversity, and in particular, to an even greater extent, it demands that people of talent are disfavoured in favour of people who represent certain protected characteristics. So I want to look at the report. I mean, it's not progress. It's being reported as progress, but it's not progress. And that is what I want to look at today. But before I do that, could you do me a favour? Could you please subscribe? Could you subscribe on YouTube and leave a like and hit the bell button and all that stuff? I also subscribe to my Substack. That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most based research I can't put on YouTube, in-person interviews, vlogs, blogs, films I make, and if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. Now, the Independent Thematic Review of Portrayal and Representation of the UK in BBC Content by Anne Morrison and Chris Babtavala makes some very, very interesting points. And one of the points that's been noted is that both ethnic minorities and white people are annoyed by the way in which diversity is rammed down people's throats, such that you get the absurd situation where you have a portrayal of an Agatha Christie drama, and what you're expecting is a portrayal of an Agatha Christie book, but of course they stick in a non-white character, completely unrealistically and not faithful to the book in any way, and just totally unrealistic. What they really object to is when diversity, to quote the report, seems superimposed. They are not very forgiving when their expectations of what they have switched on to watch are challenged by what is going on. They don't want to see issues of colonialism or whatever rammed into an Agatha Christie book set in the 1930s. They don't want to see a mixed race Isaac Newton in Doctor Who. They want things to be realistic. And indeed, it comments quite interestingly that one of the problems with doing this, for example, having a black barrister in 1860s London in Great Expectations, is that it kind of implies that the past wasn't racist. It kind of implies that there would be no problems historically with non-white people getting to the very top of British society, and there would be no discrimination or prejudice against them, which is, of course, ridiculous. So, and it notes that it seems clunking, it seems unrealistic, and they also note that it seems unrealistic for there to be a smattering of diversity. It's inauthentic to have, you know, black people supposedly living in areas where they don't live, black people doing jobs that they're most unlikely to do, black people in a historical situation like, you know, the Battle of Hastings or something like that. They are basically criticising that. They're saying it's inauthentic, but and that it shouldn't be done and they shouldn't do this, but that it is insistent that in all other areas there needs to be even more diversity. So if this is followed, you may see a withdrawal of absurd notions, such as that there were black people in Victorian London in large amounts, or black people in positions of power in Victorian London, and no one questioned it, or anything like that. That may well go, but it demands, for example, that there need to be more black journalists at the BBC. So there's not enough of them. More people need to be appointed as journalists working with the BBC, not because they are good at being journalists and they are talented and they whatever, but because they're black. And also, there's not enough women. So on panel shows and TV programmes like that, there need to be more comedians that are put on there, not because they're funny, but because they're women. And there's certainly not enough disabled people, because apparently 25% of the population claim to be disabled. So there's not enough, Rosie Joneses, or there's not enough people like that. There needs to be more of those, and more of them need to be appointed, even if they're not necessarily very good, and they need to be appointed over those that actually have talent. And also, it goes into quite a lot of detail trying to justify completely unrealistic portrayals. So it says, well, hang on a minute, Doctor Who is this Time Lord and so forth, so surely if Doctor Who can go back to the time of Isaac Newton and travel back in time, then in this crazy world, why can't Isaac Newton be black? It refers to a programme, I've never heard of it, it's a crime drama apparently, called Shetland, in which the procurator fiscal is non-white. A number of successive procurator fiscals are non-white. And he says, well, wouldn't it be boring? I mean, Shetland is about 99% white. So wouldn't it be boring if it just represented the way that Shetland is? No, that shouldn't be the case. So this idea that there's been some breakthrough, this idea that the BBC have suddenly realised that, no, you should make things realistic. Make things realistic, because if you don't, then it seems clunking and it seems superimposed and it's anachronistic and it annoys people and it takes away from the drama, so stop doing it. This report doesn't do that at all. This report kind of gives with one hand and takes away with another. It very much justifies carrying on to some extent in the same way, at least with contemporary portrayals. But then on the other, it kind of contradicts itself. So this idea that there's been an awakening, but what is clear and what the BBC cannot deny is that the audience don't like this. That both white people and non-white people in the UK do not like seeing anachronistic portrayals of non-white people. It annoys them. They feel it doesn't represent their lives, it doesn't represent real life, it doesn't represent what's going on, and they don't like it. And so you would expect the BBC to take this into account. Probably they won't, but you would expect them to do so. They also argue, by the way, that there's not enough representations of working class people, that there used to be positive representations of working class life, things like Only Fools and Horses and so forth, and that you don't see this anymore. So they're wanting there to be more in the way of that. But what they're also asking for is there should be more female experts. So the expert who is brought on to talk about something should not be asked because of their expertise. They need to be specifically asked on because they are a woman. And also, there aren't enough old female presenters. They are hugely underrepresented. Of course, part of the reason for that is probably that many of them may be appointed in the first place because they're young and pretty, but nevertheless. So there need to be more old women represent on the news and so forth. So really, this is basically a charter for more pointless diversity, for more of a rejection of appointing the best, for less of a meritocracy. That's what the report is saying, but it is at least conceding that you can't have these inauthentic, anachronistic dramas and that they annoy people. It gives with one hand, it takes with another. The BBC has not learnt anything. The BBC is still completely dominated by middle class people and minorities and so forth. And it seems that in this ongoing culture war, if it does give ground, it's going to be to a very minimal degree. The way this is being reported is a completely slanted view of what is basically a very woke left-wing report. And I thought I should sort of get that out there. So I hope this is a bit of interest, and I hope to see you soon, and goodbye.
Are you ready for the future of the West?